This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is springtime. That means people are turning their attention more and more to parks, and we wanted to talk about Douglas County Parks. County Commissioner Chris Boyce is on with us. Chris, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Kyle.
So what's going on in spring, for this spring in county parks? What are some of the things that are ahead in the next few months?
You know, right now, like everyone in the world, we're catching up on mowing grass. But we also have projects that we've been working on over the winter that we're starting to button up to get ready for our busy season. For example, we did a major renovation of the upper campground down at Stanton Park in Canyonville. We're getting ready to install the landscaping for that project and have it ready to be open for the busy summer season. And we got some additional grant funding to finish the lower campground renovation down there. So construction under the lower campground is underway in Canyonville. But other than that, it's mowing grass.
And talk about the importance of these grants in doing some of these bigger projects that are not so easy to fund.
You know, Kyle, we've had a tremendous success in the last 10 or 12 years going after various different grant opportunities. And really what made that possible was for a short time, for about 5 years, we instituted a day-use parking fee, I'm sure you remember. And we used the revenue from those day-use parking fees, we sort of like seed money, as the matching funds that we needed to apply for those initial grants. And those initial grants paid for some destination camping opportunities. I mean, things where, you know, people want to go and be and spend their money. For example, the renovation of Whistler's Bend Park. And as you know, there's a, you know, world-renowned disc golf course out there. And then the purchase and the renovation of what we call Umpqua Dunes now over at the coast. And those campgrounds have started to generate enough revenue to fund the entire Parks Department and provide additional cash to use for matching funds for these grants in order to continue the improvements that now we've seen take place all over the county. And the grant opportunities have been critical. The next project that's just now beginning to be underway is being made possible by a combination of grants from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Oregon State Marine Board. And it's going to be the renovation of the parking lots and the boat ramps and the docks out at Cooper Creek Reservoir. So grant funding's been a huge key to the success of essentially rebuilding our entire park system.
And if I recall correctly, some of these areas as well you have already, or maybe you're in the process of, because a lot of parks by their very nature are rural, making sure that you've got better Wi-Fi and more technology so that it's more conducive to people wanting to have their RVs there or camp there, et cetera.
You know, I think it's fairly well-known fact that we're in sort of the work-from-home era. That is a thing that was really stimulated by, I think, the pandemic with COVID and a lot of opportunity for people to work at home as long as they had internet. And also for safety communications. But we have, high-speed wireless internet, really thanks to our partnership with another local company, Douglas FastNet. We were able to put in some pretty innovative techniques, if you might call it that, in order to get Wi-Fi in places where we might not have been able to get it before, for example, over at Umpqua Dunes. So just a quick story, we put in a new water main over there. The Reed Sport water system going out to Umpqua Dunes was at capacity, and we couldn't add any more RV spaces, or they couldn't build any more houses or anything out there because they didn't have enough water and they needed to increase the size of the water main. We used economic development funds to pay for that project. And when they abandoned the old water main and put in the new one, Douglas Fastnet was able to use the old water pipe as the conduit to push fiber optic internet cable through to get high-speed internet out to that area of the county. We were able to do a similar project with Douglas Fastnet when we needed internet to monitor the equipment that runs the hydroelectric plant at the Galesville Reservoir. And we actually traded with Douglas Fastnet towards a piece of property that they wanted to buy from the county for that project. And now we have high-speed wireless internet at Chief Miwalita Campground way out in Galesville Reservoir. So not only do those create additional camping night opportunities, because people who couldn't go there before because there wasn't any internet can now go there, but it also increases the ability for public safety in those places, because you can use Wi-Fi calling and stuff in order to get out where your cell phone may not have worked in the past.
One of the things you've really put an emphasis on, it seems like, as well, is taking the coastal areas of the county, which can be big drivers of tourism, and upgrading the facilities, the things that you've got over there to get more people coming into coastal Douglas County.
We've really focused on creating destination camping opportunities throughout the entire county. And as you mentioned, the coast is a popular hotspot for tourism for a whole bunch of different reasons. We happen to be uniquely situated there to take advantage of the Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area in Winchester Bay. Obviously, there's fishing opportunities there in Winchester Bay, and crabbing and whale watching and king tide opportunities, and you name it. So the coast has been a key area of investment for us, and also the largest return on investment that we get, and pretty much the revenue generated through the RV camping opportunities and tent camping and cabins now are what funds our entire park system. So the park system has gone from being operated out of general fund reserves and having a mile-long list of deferred maintenance to now providing revenue back to the county and helping pay for what we call central services, which are all those necessity departments in the county that the rest of the departments need to run on, like legal counsel and management and finance and HR and all those things. But also sustains itself and provides for the renovations and improvements that are going to be necessary in order to keep the system vital for the next generation.
When people go out to parks, they like to see them look nice and updated and fresh and have things for the whole family. And when you've got those deferred maintenance projects, I would imagine sometimes it's kind of like deferred projects at your own, personal home. It's not as appealing to be at home when you have all this work staring you at the face. And it's also not as appealing for people to want to go visit a park if it's looking a little run down. So it seems like you've really put the emphasis on ramping all of that up, so everything has really got a first-class look to it.
It's one of my key project areas, the Parks Department, is my pride and joy. But you're absolutely right. We had things that were, not only non-functional and didn't look right, but they were also safety concerns. Outdated play equipment that you don't want your kids playing on anymore. We've really stepped up and put in some things for people, like, handicapped accessible play areas out at River Forks Park, and then things that are staples in this area that have been around for generations that just we could never let go of, like the whales out there, for example, have been renovated and modernized so that they are available to the next generation. I remember those things when I was a kid, and my kids remember them from when they were kids, and now their kids get to go out and play on those things. And we've got a lot of community support. We had Evelyn Sandblasting came to us and said, "Hey, we want to help renovate this stuff and modernize it." So a lot of folks from the community have gotten involved, and it's really been a fun time, and I love seeing the people out there and getting the feedback.
All right, going to take a quick break. More when we come back with County Commissioner Chris Boyce talking about Douglas County Parks. Interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1. County Commissioner Chris Boyce on with us, talking about Douglas County Parks. Now, this stuff doesn't just happen. You've got a park staff. Talk about what you feel like the quality level of the staff is and some of the skill sets that you need to get people to do the work we've just been talking about.
You know, Mark, it's amazing. Mark is the parks director, and it's amazing what he's been able to do with a limited staff. You know, he's got an operations director and then some downline staff, but there's only about 13 full-time employees that run the entire park system, and we have almost 70 parks properties. Not all of them are active parks, and not all of them require active management. But, you know, think of the amount of grass there is to mow out at River Forks Park. And we have several that are like that. And these guys work their tails off and are very efficient. He's also done a tremendous job with the parks facility, meaning the maintenance shop, and cleaning up all the old outdated equipment and things that were no longer in use, and selling surplus equipment on online auction site and taking that money and renovating the equipment and fleet so that they've got new useful things that are more efficient. And it always amazes me how much work they're able to get done with the limited amount of staff. And what you're going to see, Kyle, is you've seen major renovations at all of the, you know, the big name popular parks around the county, Whistler's Bend, River Forks, you know, down at Stanton Park. But you're also starting to see some significant renovation in some of the smaller community parks, like Pickett Park in Canyonville was repaved and boat ramp improvement done there. We did Amaker Park boat ramp and parking lot recently, and the boat ramp down at Hestas Landing. But you're also going to start seeing improvements to some of these outlying community parks, like, you know, eventually we're going to get to O.C. Brown and some of the other ones that people sort of forget about, but there's a little group of people that live in that community that use it all the time. So we've been able to really get ahead of all the restroom replacements and playground replacements and big ticket items that have needed to be done for a long time. And now we're sort of down to where we get to start making those improvements at all those community parks throughout the county. And we're just going to keep the momentum going.
You know, with around 70 parks, I can't even imagine how many total acres you're dealing with there.
You know, I wish I knew the number off the top of my head, but I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge amount. And not only is it a lot, you're spread over the central Douglas area, central Douglas County area, but also the coast as well. So some of these things are, you know, an hour and a half apart.
Yeah, and we've tried to make sense of what we have as far as parks inventory too, and also, you know, use some of the properties to maybe address some of the other issues in the community. For example, you know, we had a parks property in Curtin, and it really didn't fit the mold as far as what our destination campground opportunities really were. But everybody knows that there's a shortage of housing right now, and that there's opportunity for long-term living in RV parks, but that's not what we do. So we were able to sell a park property up in Curtin. It's now sort of been renovated and is used for a long-term RV opportunity, which sort of takes a little bit of the pressure of the housing market and take that money and reinvest it in opportunities that really make sense for us in our park system.
Where does your park staff, where do they get ideas or kind of figure out, you know, setting priorities, what they need to be doing next, or whether it's big projects or smaller ones?
That really comes from me. You know, I'm the the liaison commissioner to the Parks Department. Of course, the other two commissioners also have input on that. But more important than that, it comes from the public. You know, we listen to the public and we see what they want, and we see what they're willing to invest in, and we have opportunities that we are going to continue to build on because we can see what usership is doing. You know, for example, during the busy season, all of our facilities at the coast are near 100% occupancy. That tells us that we have room to expand over there. So between the sort of creative mind that I have for the Parks Department and what I've seen for it in the future, and then Mark in the implementation phase, and then the staff doing the groundwork, we've got a pretty good team, and we got a really good thing going in Douglas County Parks System. It's unlike any parks system that I've seen anywhere else, especially in the state. So it's pretty top notch.
And when people come into an area, if they're visitors, maybe they're just passing through, coming to visit somebody, sometimes it's the parks that are one of the first things they comment on, and it really is sort of a focal point of creating an overall impression for a larger community.
It certainly is that, Kyle. And you know, we learned that really during COVID, you know, when folks were locked up and didn't want to be inside, and outside recreation opportunities were more important. You know, we learned some of that during that time, and we've just sort of built on that, and we kept it going. We've had some exciting things that we're finishing up right now. I mentioned the thing at Stanton Park. We've got a project that we're just getting started, like I mentioned out there at Cooper Creek. But the next big major thing is expansion of an existing camping opportunity over at the coast. It's called Half Moon Bay. It's currently a dry capping opportunity. It's between Salmon Harbor Drive and the ocean, if you will, sort of out by the Coast Guard tower and along the jetty there in the trees. It's a neat, secluded, kind of a no wind area because it's within the trees there. But we've got approval, or we think we're going to get approval for some more grants to be able to expand and improve that campground to make it a full hookup opportunity. And that was one of the reasons why the waterline investment over there was necessary. We couldn't add full hookup spaces because they didn't have water capacity, but we fixed that issue. So that's going to be the next big thing on the radar, and we're just going to keep improving.
And as you add to things, as you do those improvements, I would imagine, you know, when people come to camp in an area, they're also going out, though, at varying levels, supporting the local businesses. They've got to go buy groceries, get gas, a lot of other services they may need, which then helps not just the county, but helps the overall community.
That's the goal. That's the goal. And when we looked at, you know, the economic situation in Douglas County and the opportunity to try to improve that via tourism, you know, there's no tourist tax. They don't pay a toll when they come into the county. So the only way that they give us their money when they come visit from someplace else is if they spend it on our facilities and in our businesses. So getting the folks to stay in Douglas County through our RV campsites and camping opportunities and cabins and yurts and things also creates an opportunity for them to stop and have a meal in the local restaurant, and fill up the gas station, go to the convenience store and all that other stuff. So we're well aware of the economic impact from tourism, and our Parks Department is absolutely the best way to capture that.
Minute left on Inside Douglas County. What do you want to let people know about in terms of parks before we go?
A couple exciting things. We got a car show returning back to River Forks Park this year during graffiti. New local car club stepped up and is going to do that, so look for that opportunity to bring your car back out to the park. All the irrigation out there has been redone and modernized, so we're hoping that that park looks nice and green and uniform throughout the entire summer. Keep an eye on that expansion project over at Half Moon Bay that should be coming within the next year or so. And looking forward to buttoning up the Stanton Park opportunity in Canyonville. It's really going to be nice down there when we get that finished.
If people want to find out more about county parks, do you have kind of their own webpage?
The Parks Department does have a page on the county's website. The county's website is douglascountyor.gov. So just type in douglascountyor.gov, click on the Parks Department. Everything you should need, should want to know is right there in front of you.
All right, a look at parks in the county. County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Appreciate you, Kyle. Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.